Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Pella Hunkin. She's an author, global speaker, founder of Pella Inspire. Welcome, Pella, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Melissa. I'm excited to be on your show. And happy Valentine's to you, and good morning. How are you doing?
Happy Valentine's to you, and I'm doing great this morning. Absolutely wonderful. I want to start our conversation with the Pella Inspire organization and why you started it and what you hope to accomplish with that part of your business.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, in everything and all that I do, I always want to give God all the honor, praise, and glory, because if it weren't praise, love, mercy, and grace, I wouldn't be here today. So I want to say talofa to your amazing audience, and talofa is hello in my Samoan language. And so, yeah, with the Pella Inspire, I came up with the Pella Inspire because Pella in Samoan means sweetheart, and that I am. And it's a short name. It's a short form of my grandmother's name. So my full name is Fa'apepele, you know, and I'm named after my grandmother. And Inspire, I came up with Inspire because both my mother and my grandmother were such a big inspiration in my life, you know, and so they are in heaven right now. And so I want to carry on their legacy of love, their legacy of courage, and their legacy of perseverance. And so, yeah, that's how I came about, the Pella Inspire. And so now I am a vessel of love and positivity. And what a perfect day to share, you know, about love. And because that's what I was raised on, you know, is love, to love no matter what. And when it comes to love in my life, I don't have no boundaries. It doesn't matter what kind of nationality. It doesn't matter, you know, because this is what I was raised on. So, yes, happy love day to everyone. February is self-love day. So, yes, that's what the Pella Inspire, embracing authentic love, is all about. It's nothing but love and inspiring, empowering, and just placing a positive impact in people's lives is what I am to do.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, and it's so great to for the legacy. You know, you grew up with the faith and the, I believe I read somewhere that you said you owe your faith life and breathtaking journey to your ancestors.
Yes.
And how you grew up.
Ma'am.
So what an amazing way to honor them. You know, I spoke with you a little bit before we came live about your social media. Browsing your social media is like a breath of fresh air. It's energy, and everyone who knows me know I believe in positive energy and inspiring others. But one of the things on your site, exactly, right? So you talk about self-love. That's everywhere I went, whether it was on your social media, on your website, I could feel the self-love and how important you feel that is. So share with our audience why self-love is so important.
Yeah, self-love for me, and I say self-love is because the journey that I'm on right now is such an amazing journey because I got to find me. I had to find me. So my journey is a journey of losses. I lost the love of my life. It's going to be 17 years this year since I lost the father of my children. I lost both of my parents. And so how I found self-love, I remarried 10 years after my husband passed, and then I went through a divorce. And so when I went through that divorce, I thought at the time I was at a worst time of my life. But where I am right now, I can honestly say that, you know, that I was at my best. You know, meaning, you know, if my ex never had walked out of my life, I never would have found me. I never would have loved me like how I love me now, you know. And so I am at the point, you know, of my life where self-love is so important. And I encourage everyone to love yourself, you know, like no other. And so, you know, I want, like I said, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And so I want you to devote this day and every day to loving yourself first, you know. And so I love myself enough to be the change Pele wanted to see, not what anybody wanted to see. And that's just how much I love myself. When I found myself, when I found who Pele really, you know, is. And so that's why it's important. When you know who you are, you know, and I always say you are who you say you are and you are who God says you are. When you know who you are inside, it'll eventually come out. And so that's what I had to do. I had to love myself enough to be the change I wanted to see, not anyone want to see in me. You know, so yes, love yourself enough to be, you know, that. So now, Melissa, I am so excited to share with your audience, you know, and everyone that today is my day 412 of loving Pele more than I ever had before, of no alcohol, no soda, trying my very best to eat healthy. Like I said, I'm very transparent and, you know, authentic with my journey. And because I love food, I love to eat. And and so, you know, I try to eat healthy, you know, but loving Pele more than I ever had before of 412 days is such an amazing journey for me. And, you know, when I say no alcohol and no soda, so when I was going through all these trials and tribulations in my life, you know, alcohol was my best friend. I was turning to alcohol, you know, as a solution to my problems. And so, you know, I am also the author of Heart of a Warrior, The Humble Journey of a Psalm 1 Warrior. And so in my book, I have talked about, you know, how I made alcohol a solution to my problems until, you know, it was actually my divorce. I experienced that, you know, kind of loss to where I had to find me again. You know, I had to love me again. And, you know, I'm grateful. I consider everybody speaks on their divorce differently, but I take my divorce as a blessing to my life because I'm at a greater place right now. And like I said initially, I can't thank God enough for all that he has brought me through. You know, if it weren't for his love, mercy, and grace, I don't know where I would be today. But it always takes commitment. It takes dedication. It takes determination. And it takes a whole lot of love for me, you know, to get to where I am today. And that's what, you know, I want to encourage the audience. Hey, when you really want to work on you, when you really want to love on you, you know, do you, you know, be committed to yourself, be dedicated to yourself, and just be determined to where you want to be, who you want to be, and always know that self-love is so important because, you know, you can't, I've always been taught by my mom that and grandma, you can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself first. But loving others, and loving others is very big in my life. And because, like I said, that's what I've, you know, love has instilled in my heart, you know, all my life. And so that's why, you know, I was asked one day, a friend of mine was like, Pele, Did you just tell someone, you know, you love them and you don't even, but this is just like, you know, somebody we cross paths, you know, hey, how you doing? And, hey, you know, God loves you. I love you too. And she said, did you just tell that man? You know, I said, yeah. I said, you know, and it's just how I was raised. I just have that love. And because God is love. And so I am love and you are love and we are love, right?
Right. Wow, you said so much that was so powerful right now. First of all, congratulations on day 412. That is just such a wonderful accomplishment and something to celebrate. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
But another thing you talked about, that what you thought was the worst time of your life turned into the best time of your life because it helped find you. I talk about that often, that sometimes it just looks like it's the worst thing that could possibly happen at that very moment.
Yeah.
But when you trust God and believe in him and keep going, it can turn out to be the very best thing that ever happened to you. So you said so much there. Thank you for that. That was so powerful. But let me ask you about the challenges that you face. You know, you talked about that your journey brings some challenges to you, but I'm sure in your business world, as you face things on your day-to-day, you face challenges on your journey. Share with us how you don't let the challenges stop you, but you let them, you keep going despite the challenges. How are you able to do that?
Yes. Wow. Thank you. I would say how I was and still is able to, you know, cope with the challenges is because this is how I look at what life throws at me. And I share this all the time. You know, you just have to handle, it's not how I respond to what life is handing me, but I look at it, how am I handling it? You know, and I always handle, most of the time, I try my very best to always handle what life hands me with grace. And that's why I am gracefully growing in my journey, in my entrepreneurship life, in my author, you know, entrepreneurship life and everything, because I've learned to be graceful, you know, to know about that grace, the grace of God that carried me through. And to have, you know, continue to have that unwavering faith in myself, you know, and I just want everyone to believe in you. See, when you believe in yourself, you know, nothing can shake what God has for you. And I, you know, I believe in you because I believe in you. And so when those are the things I had to, you know, use, you know, to utilize to, you know, make it this far, you know, is believing in myself, believe, hey, Paola, you can do this. I always had to tell myself, you got it, girl. It's that self-talk. It's that self-love.
Yep.
You know, and so I have a perfect example. So with the Heart of a Warrior, I was in a 90-day book challenge, and it didn't take me, you won't believe this, but it took me a whole year to press the publish button. And why? It's because Pele was having, like I said, I'm transparent with my journey. Pele was having all kinds of excuses. You know, I was having excuses, you know, this excuses. So I encourage everyone who's listening in, look, don't allow your excuses to paralyze what God has for you. Because I didn't allow my excuses to paralyze what God has for me. So even though, you know, I didn't get to publish it like I wanted to, but I was able to publish and release my book on God's timing, you know, and that's what I told my sister. I told Tanya Coley, you know, TC Publishing in London, I told her, you know, I'm not in a rush. I'm on God's timing. So when God is ready to release my book, you know, he will be able to release my book. So those are some of the things that I have used, you know, to cope with the challenges, you know, of life, you know, business, personal, and everything. Yeah, so is faith, you know, determination, commitment, all that, you know. But like I said, never allow your excuses to be, you know, paralyzed what God has for you, and just know that you are stronger than your excuses, because that's what I said to myself, girl, you got this. You're stronger than your excuses. Get up and do it.
Wow, I like that. You are stronger than your excuses. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Pele Hunkin. She's an author, global speaker, and founder of Pele Inspire. You talked a little bit about your book, Heart of a Warrior. And I was wondering, why were you inspired in the first place? You pushed through and finally pushed that publish button that you just shared with us. But what was the inspiration to put it in a book? And what do you hope the readers will take away from it?
Yes, so I was inspired to write my book because I believe that my story will be a blueprint to somebody's life. And that I believe that my story, you know, will be a healing for someone. And so I encourage everyone to write your story. You know, your story is, you know, someone out there is waiting to hear your story. So I always believe to tell your story. So with me, you know, telling my story, you know, just to share God's glory and how far God has brought me through in life, that was my biggest inspiration. And, you know, it's sharing, you know, the legacy of my ancestors and to just share the love, you know, I have for people, but especially for my children, because when their father passed, my oldest was 8, my oldest daughter was 8, Nicole was 8, Dean Jr. was 6, and my youngest, Victoria, was 6 months, I mean, was 18 months. So that was my biggest inspiration. And so what I want the readers to take away from this book is to know that, you know, this book right here, you know, is going to teach them how, you know, to overcome, you know, the challenges of life, you know, how to step into, you know, their greatness and own that greatness with love, own it with faith, own it with joy, but all in all, own that, you know, greatness with love. And, you know, just to know that, you know, they can do anything, and just to know that, hey, when you have the courage, you have the power within, you know, to make it through anything. It doesn't matter what you are going through in life. God blessed you with the same courage and with the same power he had blessed me with, you know, to get to where, you know, I am today, because I always believe that there's power in a humble person's journey. So, yes, you know, that's a little snippet of it, because we can go on and on, because I would love to talk about it, but, you know, there's another time. But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you talk about that you draw strength from your, when you're talking about your journey, and you can hear it. You can hear the passion, and you can hear it come from your heart every time you're talking about your journey. But you said that you also gain strength when you talk about it. How does that happen? How does it do that?
Wow. Oh, you're giving me the chills. I gain strength, you know, because I've learned to be grateful with my with my journey. And I've learned to embrace all the challenges. Meaning I embrace my imperfections. I've embraced all that I have been through in life and learned, you know, to be grateful, you know, with all of that. Because if I said to myself, you know, if I never experienced all these challenges, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, Father God, thank you. You know, I'm thankful for the experience that have molded me to who I am today. So that's how I was able to gain that strength. And it's all from, you know, like the third chapter of my book, I'm talking about the attitude, you know, and attitude, A stands for attitude of gratitude. And gratitude transformed my life in this journey, Melissa. So, yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that. And I totally 100% agree that once I started sharing my journey, I felt stronger. I was able to love myself, and a lot of those guilt and those kind of feelings went away. So I definitely agree with you on that. So this has been an amazing conversation. I could talk to you forever. But what final words can you share with our, what final words can you share with our audience to just encourage them to just keep going despite their circumstances?
Yeah, so I would encourage you to get a copy of Heart of a Warrior, The Humble Journey of a Psalm 1 Warrior, because my book will guide you through the journey of self-healing, because that's where I'm at, you know, that self-healing, that self-love, that self-care. You know, it's going to help you find your inner peace. And I always say peace is power, you know, and I found that peace after the losses, you know, of my loved ones, and then a loss, you know, through a divorce, and so many losses, you know, friendship and everything. And I just want to encourage you that you have greatness in you, you know, that you are loved. Today is love day, and I want you to know that I love you. I am proud of you. Be proud of who you are. And every time you look in the mirror, I want you to be inspired by that person that you're looking at in the mirror, that amazing person, that bold person, that phenomenal person in that person is you. So once again, thank you so much, Melissa, for having me on your amazing show. I pray that this, you know, conversation will touch lives, will impact lives. And, you know, and that's what I love to do. Please connect with me, PellaInspire.com. Connect with me on social media, Pella Hunkin and Pella Inspire on Facebook and Pella Inspire on Instagram and TikTok. I would love to bring you on this journey, you know, that I'm on, this breathtaking journey that I am so grateful for. I love you. God bless. And thank you.
Thank you again, Pella, for being here today. You have definitely inspired and encouraged today and any of our listeners that will hear this episode. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.
Hello? Hello?